Unison GDPR. Willie Clark's opinion piece on the General Data Protection Regulations, GDPR, see GDPR data laws, punishing workers for human mistakes, made some interesting observations on how this legislation fails to distinguish between genuine mistakes and deliberate misuse of data for commercial gain, as well as the sense of panic instilled into workers about any mistakes being made. In universities, GDPR has been interpreted in different ways, with student unions having differing policies to each other. But a common feature is increased centralization of control over student societies. This isn't a new trend. Room bookings require lengthy waits before being approved. Cash can't be paid to societies for students to go to meetings, instead they have to join via the student union website. And guest speakers need to be notified at least 3 weeks in advance, so that they can be vetted. At one of the universities in Leeds, societies aren't allowed to have sign-up sheets on which other people's details remain visible. At another, you are allowed to leave them visible, so long as the sheet is returned to the student union at the end of the freshers' fair for the union to later send you the details. Measures to stop the commercial exploitation of data are welcome, but all the petty details above will do is stop people receiving information about a student group they wanted to find out more about. That such basic actions necessary for democratic organizations like student societies to communicate with members or promote meetings are made more difficult is not a welcome development. What drives the commercial misuse of data is the profit motive. This will only be overcome by removing the incentive for individuals and businesses to exploit their access, legal or illegal, to such data. Ultimately, this means organizing society on the basis of meeting the needs of people. Ian Dalton, Leeds,